On December 9th, 1531, Juan Diego was on his way to Mass when he heard the sound of beautiful birds singing. Curious as to what was happening on top of this hill, he went on top of this hill and he had the vision of our Blessed Mother. And it was our Mary, and she was coming to him, speaking to him, saying, "I have a special mission for you. I want you to go to the bishop and tell him to build a church so that I can pour out my love on the inhabitants of this land." And so Juan went to the bishop, but the bishop was kind of hesitant to believe what he was saying. But eventually the bishop asked Juan to provide a sign so that he could verify the visions he was receiving. And so Juan, several days later, returned back to the hill where the vision of the Blessed Mother he received there. And as he was on top of the hill, he saw, to his surprise, roses growing in the middle of December in Mexico, where there was frost still around. And so what he did was he picked up all these roses and he put them in his tilma, which was kind of like a cape where you would hold all your stuff. He put the roses in his tilma and he went back to the bishop. And when he went back to the bishop, he dropped the roses right in front of his feet. But the other miraculous thing that happened was that the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe miraculously appeared on the tilma of Juan Diego. And so the bishop fell on his feet with tears in his eyes, seeing the sign that he needed to fulfill the promise to the lady that Juan Diego had promised. And so the other great miracle that happened at that day too was that within 8 years, 9 million people were converted to the Catholic faith. And so in 1943, Pope Pius XII instituted Our Lady of Guadalupe as the patroness of the Americas. And so the liturgy today invites us to ask Mary to be our patroness, to entrust ourselves to her motherly care. In the liturgy today, Mary is presented as the new Ark of the Covenant. She's presented as the new Ark of the Covenant, and as we know in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant was the artifact made of gold and incorruptible acacia wood where the presence of God dwelt among the people of Jerusalem. They would carry the Ark of the Covenant into war, and it would give them confidence and strength because God was with them. Furthermore, we know the story about Jericho, where the Jewish people would process around the city of Jericho for 7 days with the Ark of the Covenant. And after 7 days, they'd blow the trumpet, and the walls would crumble, and they conquered Jericho. So consider also how the Jewish people were also very distraught when the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in 587 BC. And in order to protect the tabernacle, or in order to protect the Ark of the Covenant, the prophet Jeremiah actually hid the Ark of the Covenant. So the Ark of the Covenant had been lost for 6 centuries. But then we hear in the book of Revelation to say today where the Ark of the Covenant is. In my vision, the Ark of the Covenant was seen within his temple. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. And so the book of Revelation is making a connection between the Ark of the Covenant and the woman in the sky, connecting the Ark of the Covenant with Mary. And similarly, in the gospel, we see these strong connections as well. In the Old Testament, when the Ark of the Covenant was being brought outside of Jerusalem into Jerusalem, David said, "How is it that the Ark of the Lord can come to me?" And if we listen to those words very carefully, we see a connection to what Elizabeth was saying when Mary approached her. Elizabeth says, "Why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me?" Likewise, as the Ark of the Covenant was being processed into Jerusalem and David was dancing and leaping before the Ark of the Covenant, so too John the Baptist leaped in the womb of his mother Elizabeth as the sound of greeting reached Elizabeth's ear. So truly Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. And when we say that, she doesn't just break down the walls of Jericho, she removes the barriers in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, the barriers that block our hearts from receiving Jesus. That is why those 9 million people in the time of Juan Diego converted to the Catholic faith. The Spanish missionaries had tried everything to try to bring the faith to them. But it wasn't until the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe that they saw the God that they were looking for. Not in Mary, but in what she was pointing to. The gods that they would worship were the sun, the moon, and the stars, but this lady was greater than those gods that they worshiped because she was clothed with the stars and the sun and with the moon under her feet. And they knew that although she was powerful than their gods, she was not God, because with her eyes bowed down in humility and her hands raised in prayer, she was pointing to one who was greater than herself, the one true God of the Christians. And so our liturgy today is urging us to ask Mary to be our patron, urging us to entrust ourselves to Mary. When Juan Diego was asking for the sign, he actually delayed a couple days because his uncle was sick, and so he took care of him. But later on, Mary confronted him and gave him some words to console him to continue on his mission, and listen to what she says. Listen, put it in your heart. Whatever made you afraid and afflicted you, it is no longer. Do not allow your face and your heart to be upset. Do not be afraid of this illness or any other illness. Am I not here? I, who am your mother? Aren't you under my shadow and protection? So today, the liturgy invites us not to just believe that Mary is our mother, but to live like Mary is our mother. One of the last dying wishes of our Savior was that we should have Mary as our mother. He said, "Behold your mother." And so, like the Apostle John, we're called to take her into the home of our hearts by praying the rosary, having a devotion to our Blessed Mother, but most importantly, by giving all our joys, our cares, our sorrows, and our sufferings to her, because she will bring them to the feet of Jesus. And so we have a choice today. Will we receive Mary, the Ark of the Covenant, in our hearts to prepare a place fit for the King who is to come? Or will we be indifferent to her love and neglect the words of our Savior?